Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all got the sauce, too?
Oh, yeah, he's gonna be in for a real surprise. I'm telling you, this is about to make him turn a backflip out here in the parking lot.
From LA Studios, this is How to LA. I'm Brian De Los Santos.
And I'll take my own here. Have a seat, my guy.
If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know we love food.
It's so tender and juicy. Everything that's dipped in, God.
Well, today, we're hanging out with someone who also loves food.
What's up, guys? My name is Alex, the LA Try Guy, man. We out here in the city, man. I'm excited to be here, dog.
And I'm Brian De Los Santos. I can't. I haven't had my coffee. I haven't had my breakfast. We're here on a weekday.
Alex Cottrell is something of a budding legend on LA's food scene.
I love you.
This follows you all the time.
Man, I appreciate
Listen,
you so much.
Listen, we go everywhere you recommend.
So he's gonna love this, like
So I want to take some time to check out some restaurants, eat some grub, and talk about LA's massive food culture with someone who loves food as much as we do.
Everybody in LA think they got the best catfish, the best fried chicken, the best this and that, man. Restaurant owners, they're really hyped up about their baby because this thing is their baby, you know?
We're calling this segment Down to Feast with the LA Try Guy.
If you need someone to fall in love with you, get them a chicken sausage sandwich, you know? Get them nice. Easy work.
And for our first one, I'm taking Alex to one of my favorite diners in the city in Westchester.
That's a solid sausage, dog. You wouldn't even know that's chicken, man. You know, I feel a little bit better about myself for eating this, you know what I mean?
Then
I've never been here before.
Alex is taking me to his favorite spot in the area.
You can make tacos out of this.
Straight up.
A sandwich is just so good.
Jeez. Technically, what part of town are we in?
Westchester.
So this is Westchester.
Yeah. Coffee company in Westchester. Super close to LAX, as you can see, a bunch of businesses that cater to either parking there or whatever it is. I lived 5 minutes away from here. When I didn't want to make breakfast, when I would make my own latte at home, this was my spot. The secret to this place is you don't want to wait in line during brunch hour or during breakfast hour. You come and you order at the stand where we're gonna go to right now. And I'm excited to show Alex a really good chicken sausage sandwich here in the city of LA.
Chicken sausage, man. A lot of people be saying chicken sausage is like the move out here in LA, man. I didn't really eat that where I'm from.
A fun fact, we did a whole thing about chicken sausage a year ago. It was definitely influenced by the South, but here is where a lot of families started making it, started making business out of it. So it definitely has its grip on LA culture.
Well, look, I'm excited, dog. A lot of people tagged this place for sure. I may have been here maybe one time a long time ago. I don't remember nothing about it. So I'm starting with a fresh plate today. What's up? How you doing?
All right, this is my homie. He always takes care of me.
Hey, my name is William, and we're the coffee company right now. Showing you guys the sandwiches that we have.
What do I normally get?
You get the spicy chicken sausage sandwich.
Awesome. I know your order here already. Wait, spicy though?
Spicy, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Spice type of guy. That, right? I'm good with spice, man. I'm cool with spice, dog.
Okay, cool.
So wait, are you a fan of this? I mean, look, Brian, he might be a little biased, man. You talk to me. Are you a fan of this spicy chicken sausage sandwich or what?
Yeah, that's the best chicken that we have here. It's not spicy at all, but it's really good. It's really good.
That's the move.
It's unique. You don't find it anywhere else.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that, dog. I'm going to hold you to that, man.
Well, first things first, what inspired you to start your channels?
Dude, I was working corporate in tech, like tech sales, for a company called Cloud Kitchens. They take these big buildings and they put like 30 commercial kitchens inside. And I used to rent those kitchens to like restaurateurs, franchises, all that kind of stuff, to just do like pickup, takeout, delivery. So you've probably seen these kitchens around. But I was already working with restaurants, and I was like, man, how can I get out and like make some extra cash? And I was like, oh, social media. So I literally started doing food reviews, man. And it went crazy. I was able to leave my corporate job last August and do this full time now. So I've been blessed, man, for sure.
You highlight so much of LA that people want to do or want to try. How do you do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I tell everybody, like, I'm not from here, bro. Like, I came here in 2020. I started doing content last year. I started going to places that, you know, I grew up, like, eating those types of foods. So I was looking for, like, you know, fried chicken and catfish and oxtail and all that kind of stuff. You know, I didn't know the areas that I was going to. But now when I go down there, you know, those are communities that were kind of starved for content. There were no influencers going down to South LA and Compton and all these different places, man. But me, I didn't even know where I was. I was just going to get some good food.
So going back to what you're saying, you went from hobby to like an actual job. When someone's like thinking about doing this for their actual money income, what would you tell them? Like, oh, this is some of the things that you should think about when you're doing this this play of like, I want to highlight restaurants and food, but I also want to get some income. What would you tell them?
Man, I'd say create as many arms of revenue as possible, man. Like, there's people who want to pay me, obviously, to bring business to their restaurants. There's ways to make money just on Google AdSense, like the views on YouTube. You can make money from the views on TikTok. You can sell ads on your YouTube channel. You can do brand deals with companies. Like, I do everything, man. I've been making money with content since I had 5,000 followers, man. And, you know, we just hit 500K on YouTube. Literally like a day ago, you know, thank you guys so much for that. You know, I'm at like 170 something on IG. So I still really consider myself like small time, but I've been monetizing this thing since I had like 5,000 followers, man. But that's the background I come from. Everybody doesn't come from a sales background like me.
Yeah. Before we get to the food, one more question. You get a lot of comments, a lot of reactions. How do you choose the places when you have like someone saying, no, this is the best catfish. No, this is the best taco here. Like, how do you decipher all of that and be like, nah, I'm gonna do this?
Yeah, nah, first I'll tell you this, man. Everybody in LA think they got the best catfish, the best fried chicken, the best this and that, man. Restaurant owners, they're really hyped up about their baby because this thing is their baby, man. So I do find enjoyment in highlighting these people's, like, you know, the restaurants like their children. I go to a lot of places that I like, or just like if I see something online real quick and it looks good, I'm like, yo, let's go there. Like, a lot of times I'll show up like randomly. Like, I won't even like schedule it or anything. I just like to come like everybody else, do my thing. We get in, we get out. You know, you'll never see me do reviews like in my car or anything because I like actually being at the restaurant like this. So if I came here without you today, I would still sit down and like eat. We still had a camera. We still be talking to people. Like, I love just being out in the community, man. That's what really gives me joy.
Ready to grub?
Let's grub, man. I see they sitting over there with the sandwiches right now. Like, man, where y'all gonna stop talking, man? Where the chicken sausage? Whenever we get a piece of food, I always get like beauty shots of it, you know, so people can see it. This looks amazing, by the way, bro.
Yeah.
Got a nice little char. I mean, y'all can't see it right now, but they got a nice little char on the chicken sausage. The eggs look nice and fluffy, you know, little brioche bun type of thing. I don't know what this orange spice is. What is this for? Like,
no, that's for later.
This is like a palate cleanser?
No, it's a palate cleanser at the end.
By the way, Alex is going to have all this yummy food on video, so follow him on Instagram and on YouTube, LA Try Guy.
My thing is I like to add a little bit of Cholula and ketchup.
I trust this guy already. Y'all know I like hot sauce on everything, man. Now the ketchup, I don't know. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Wait a minute. That chicken sausage is special, man. That chicken sausage is special. That's a game changer, dog. Excuse me, let me chew my food. People always comment like, yo, chew your food, swallow before you start talking. Nice pop from the sausage. Like, literally as soon as you bite into it, you get that pop right there. Great. I love how they charred it. Seasoned very well. That's a solid sausage. You wouldn't even know that's chicken, man.
Right.
You know, I feel a little bit better about myself for eating this. You know what I mean? The eggs cook perfectly. Very soft. The bun's cool. I think everything works well together, man. I'm still trying to figure out what the orange is for, though, man.
I'm telling you, that's at the end. A little dessert. All right, now imagine you're hungover. You went to sleep at 4 in the morning. You stumble onto this place. at 11 in the morning. First bite, you're like, oh, heaven. You know? This was my spot, my little hangover spot.
Time out, wait a minute. So you gotta tell me, bro, how did you discover this spot in the first place?
Me and my ex, he lives around here, and he showed me this spot. He's like, oh, let's go get chicken sandwiches. And I'm like, okay, I didn't know what to expect. We came here, we got to go, when we're back home, grub, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I'm a breakfast person. I love to eat breakfast sandwiches at night, for lunch. It's just essential. So
for those of you guys listening, if you need someone to fall in love with you, get them a chicken sausage sandwich, you know, treat them nice, easy work.
My name is Carolyn, and this is our place to come for breakfast as well as brunch. I love it. The hospitality, the food is excellent.
What is your favorite thing on the menu?
So I usually like the grilled salmon, and the grits are just right. We come here once a month or every other month, and for special occasions. Today is my brother's birthday, and my husband will always say, well, let's go to Coffee Company.
People just come here with family, which is I love. You know, people come here, like, you see the grandmas and the babies at the same time. It does have a sense of a small community restaurant.
Most definitely. I think it's cool, man, in the airport town like this, where there's lots of travelers coming through, there's lots of quick options, but you walk in here, it's like a whole nother world, man. Oh, yeah. Compared to like everything else in this town, you know. Like I feel like I'm walking in like a little Arkansas joint, man. You know, I might see my grandma walk around the corner real quick.
How do you feel as a southerner in LA? Because like I feel like the culture in LA is different from any major city, but also I feel like black culture in LA is very specific to LA. Like, how do you fit into the from your southern roots to being here in LA?
I don't know. I feel like even back where I'm from, people still ask me where I'm from. You know, I'm in Arkansas. I grew up in Arkansas. People would be like, man, are you from up north? I grew up in the hood of like Arkansas, you know what I mean? Around nothing but like straight hood stuff. And anything that was different out there was made fun of, you know what I mean? I was made fun of for the way that I talk, for the things that I like, all that kind of stuff, man. So, but you know, it's things that shaped me to be who I am to this day, man. So I love everything, dog. I love the West Coast. I love the South. Man, I love LA. All right, dog, look, this chicken sausage was pretty fire, dog. I appreciate you for bringing me on. But you know, my place, you know, I'm about to take him somewhere. It's gonna blow you out of the water, dog. It's about to be crazy, dog. It's called Hungry Joe's.
How far is it from here?
10 minutes.
I love the sound of that. Because you know LA traffic. You know LA traffic.
No, it's straight up 10 minutes, I think. Hold on, it was 10 minutes when I looked the other day. I forgot they got music out here, man. But I already ordered, though.
We're all good.
This one's on me. Don't worry. I'm taking you to my joint, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, just in case you don't like it, you won't be like, man, I spent my money on it.
I feel a little honored today. No one ever pays for me.
Yeah, this is my recommendation, man. This is me. Okay. We got two oxtail plates, and I got you a beef patty, man.
Oh, I love beef patties.
You like beef patties?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see how much we can scarf down after mostly a full chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
The food's gonna be out in just a minute, so let's take a quick break while we can, and we'll be back to try some oxtail with Alex.
Support for LAS comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
This is How to LA with Brian De Los Santos.
And with LA Try Guy, Alex Cottrell.
Hungry Joe's, man. If y'all know Hungry Joe's, This was like the first like celebrity collab we ever did, man. You know, we get a lot of people who follow the page and whatnot. And I get DMs and stuff from like all types of people, just like, yo, you need to go try this or go try this, you know, because I think food is what like connects everybody, man. Everybody's got their favorite whatever, man. So NBA legend Paul Pierce, man, Paul had DM'd us. It was like, hey, y'all need to go try Hungry Joe's, man. I grew up around the area. And I was like, all right, bet, if you come with me. And he was like, okay. And literally we showed up. And I was like, man, I hope this guy like actually shows up, man. And he did, you know, and we had a great time, man. We had a great time. So yeah, since then we've done like stuff with like artists around here. J-Rock. Miss me with that bullshit. Amma Ray, Kaylin for real, for real. We just did Robert Richard. He's an actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. Well, we did Mookie Betts from the Dodgers. We met up in Compton. It's cool, man, to, you know, be out experiencing like LA and food with all these people that, you know, you think are kind of like untouchable, but like they're regular people just like us too. And they have like their favorite thing around here.
Sweet. I like that. That's going in the podcast, by the way.
Oh, that's us. All right, sorry, interruption. Let me get the oxtail. I got y'all. You got the patties in there too, right? Yeah, y'all got the sauce too? Oh yeah, he's gonna be in for a real surprise. I'm telling you, this is about to make him turn a backflip out here in the parking lot. Thank you, brother. Indeed. Let's look at what we got here, man. I got us two oxtail plates. You know, hold on, let me get in here real quick. Oh, hold on. Yes,
oh,
sir.
The steam.
That's the move right there. You know what I mean? Look at that. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's yours. You take that.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'll take my own here. Have a seat. Have a seat, my guy.
All right.
So presentation-wise, how's it looking for you?
Already. Like the umo, what is it called? The steam?
Uh-huh.
This is really rich. I love me some plantains.
The best part about this is the gravy, man. It's like liquid gold, bro. It's insane, okay. All so right. Look, I'm gonna just let you get into it, man. Right. You know, give it a little taste.
It's so tender and juicy. And the gravy, everything that it's dipped in, God, you can make tacos out of this.
Straight up.
A sandwich is just so good. This tastes like home cooking. And that's what I love about restaurants that are like mom and pops. So, perfect, perfect.
They don't sacrifice on the quality, man. And that's one thing I love. That's why I go to so many of them, man. These are literal, you know, families back here in the kitchen, like cooking this stuff up. You know what I mean? I really love that about LA. You know, I'm able to experience so many different cultures out here, man. Different cultures and cuisine types, man. Stuff that I never tried before I came to this city, man. And that's why LA is always gonna have a special place in my heart, bro, seriously. Now get some hot sauce right there.
Oh,
get some hot sauce. Throw some hot sauce on it, man. Throw some hot sauce on it, dog.
Oh, you had a little secret ingredient, huh?
Ooh,
smell it. It's already.
It's a little spicy, though. I will say it's a little spicy.
I'm just gonna try just a little bit, just because you told me, you know. And what was the damage on each plate?
Yeah, $21 per plate.
Like a good lunch and dinner.
It's a lot of food though, man. Yeah, this is a huge portion, you know? And then the beef patties are $4 each, about $4 each. And then that's what you're about to try next, the beef patty. No words.
I think this is my favorite one, I'm sorry. I love the oxtail, but this is just, this is a good snack.
Now, these at 4 a.m. after a long night. They'll get you there.
A big thank you to Alex Cottrell, LA Try Guy, for showing me around and bringing me to a beautiful, delicious spot today.
Oh man, thank you. Thank you for showing me the chicken sausages, man. You know, I knew it was gonna be fire if it's coming from the mind of Brian, man. For sure, man. I appreciate you guys, dog.
This episode was produced by Evan Jacoby. Our other producers are Megan Botel, Monica Bushman, and Victoria Alejandro. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.